This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. The House is scheduled to vote today on a bill to make it tougher for illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. The legislation also includes other immigration and border patrol measures that Republican leaders say will make the U.S. safer from terrorist attacks. But many Democrats counter that the bill is not much more than another unfunded mandate on states. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The top Republican sponsor of this bill, Wisconsin's James Sensenbrenner, stands next to a poster printed with a quote from the 9/11 Commission report. It says, "For terrorists, travel documents are as important as weapons." According to Sensenbrenner, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, driver's licenses were a part of the 9/11 hijackers' arsenal when they passed through security on September 11th.
Of the 19 terrorists, 18 of them used driver's licenses because they knew that if they showed their foreign passport to the security screener at the airport, it would have aroused suspicion. So they used a legitimately, legally issued state driver's license to get on the plane.
If enacted, this bill would lay down strict new standards for driver's licenses, what information is on them and how people get them, if the licenses are to be used for federal purposes, like getting onto an airplane. That could effectively force some states to stop issuing driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. The new proposed regulations have drawn the ire of groups like the National Governors Association and the National Conference of State Legislatures, and it's angered many congressional Democrats as well, like California's Henry Waxman. He says states will probably take far longer than the 3 years prescribed in the law to adjust their licensing systems to meet the new mandates. Waxman charges it could take more like 10 or 12 years.
In the meantime, what will happen? States will not be able to issue same-day driver's licenses. The public will be frustrated, and Homeland Security will not be advanced.
Many Democrats were also angry at what they said were attempts to pass backhanded immigration restrictions in what Republicans called a national security bill. New Jersey's Bob Menendez, the chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, pointed out that the intelligence reform bill passed late last year called for 10,000 new Border Patrol agents. And President Bush's budget, out this week, provides funding for just 210 new agents.
My colleagues, if you truly want to implement tough yet smart measures to ensure our nation's security, vote down this legislation and let's fully fund and implement the tough and smart provisions that were included in the intelligence reform bill.
The legislation contains several other measures beyond the driver's license reforms. It would make it easier for the government to deport suspected terrorists, and it would give immigration judges greater powers to reject applications for political asylum in the U.S. That provision especially angered many religious and human rights watchdog groups like Amnesty International, who say the U.S. should provide safe haven for those persecuted for their beliefs. But Republicans, like Majority Leader Tom DeLay, worried that terrorists could game the asylum system.
We must ensure that people coming in and out of our country aren't here to do our people harm.
President Bush has been lukewarm on this bill from the beginning. Then yesterday, the White House released a statement in support of it. Several Republicans said President Bush would not have gotten far on his own immigration proposals if he hadn't supported this bill. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.